talk about what a typical day for you is like in your position, both the work you do with the water survey and the work you do as state climatologist?
Usually it's a wide range of stuff. So today's a good example where we looked at, I was just looking at rainfall over the weekend that fell in northern Illinois, and also looked at the forecast that showed more rain following. So you look at those kind of day-to-day things that are happening out there. Then I also have several projects that I'm working on, so kind of touching base with some of the people that are working on those projects and answering some email. Usually I get questions by email about, you know, specifics about weather, climate conditions around the state. Posted a little bit on Twitter about the heavy rainfall. And also I've got some committee work that I'm doing, so I did some of that too. So it's already a busy morning.
And you do a lot of research, and you have done a lot of research. When you look back over your career, is there any projects that stand out about, that was a lot of fun, or wow, that was really groundbreaking, or does anything come to mind?
Yeah, I think probably my favorite project was something we did a few years ago with USDA called, short name was U2U, that was the acronym, but it was Useful to Usable Climate Products. So the idea is that instead of just building all these climate products that nobody's going to use, we actually surveyed users, and they so we get all kinds of sounds going on.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Turn that down. So we had this project called U2U, which is short for useful to usable, and it was a USDA project. And what we were doing was we actually went out and talked to farmers and did focus groups and formal surveys to find out what they needed as far as climate products were. So that made it much more useful for everybody, because now we had something, this is answering specific questions that farmers had. So we have a lot of neat products that came out of that, including my favorite, which is this growing degree day tool that would project how the growing degree days would play out during the growing season. That's especially critical for corn because it's very sensitive to growing degree day accumulations.
So the people that you help out, it seems like it ranges from everyone, farmers, and I know you help out the media when we want to know weather stuff. I mean, you kind of help out everybody.
That's right. Yes, I've done everything from second graders all the way up to senior citizens and farmers and bankers and construction companies, you name it, I probably talked to them.
Talking with state climatologist Jim Angel, I can only assume that over your long career, technology in weather has changed a lot. What have been your observations there?
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit. When I first came here, we did not have the internet yet in 1984. So there was a couple of computers on campus that we could talk to. Everything else you either had to do by phone or fax or by mail. And so when the internet came along, that was probably the biggest change as far as how we did things. Suddenly had access to all the maps and the models and the data. And so it made things a lot easier at that point. And probably the second revolution in more recent years is the move towards smartphones. So everything I used to do on a computer, I can now do on my smartphone.
And I would assume weather forecasting has changed dramatically as well.
That's right. It has changed quite a bit in the last 34 years. The skills of the forecast have gotten much better. There's a lot more products out there, a lot easier to get access to them. So, you know, you can be out in the field and look at the radar data, whereas it used to be that would have been a very specialized product that would require special connections.
We talked about maybe some of the highlights of the work you've done. As far as weather events, big weather events from your time in the weather field, Do any stand out?
Yeah, probably the two big ones that stand out in my mind were the drought of 1988 and the flood of 93. You know, both very big events, billion-dollar disasters for Illinois, and they were just memorable events. They were just so big and so large and so dramatic that they pretty much everything else pales in comparison.
Do you have any specific memories of those two? I mean, did you go to any specific places or did you do any specific things?
Yeah, I think probably the 93 flood was probably the one that was more personal in that my family's from Western Illinois. So they actually had, I had like cousins that were, you know, they had to evacuate their farms because of the flooding. So that was I saw a lot of that firsthand from both seeing it myself and then also secondhand from hearing all the relatives and friends having to deal with that. And it was an all summer long ordeal, so it took a while for that to transpire.
I know locally we've had some tornadoes. We had the Gifford tornado. We had the Urbana and Ogden tornado. Do you have any memories of those?
Yeah, probably the 96 tornado that hit the corner of Urbana was probably the one that was outstanding. I actually I knew some people over in that neighborhood, so I went over there not really realizing how bad the damage actually was, and actually got stuck there, and they closed off the streets and said you had to walk out because of gas leaks. So I had to walk out of there with my boss and his family and to an evacuation place, and then my wife picked me up.
So we're talking with state climatologist Jim Angel. End of the calendar year, is that your retirement date?
That's right.
Okay.
December of this year.
Yeah. December of this year. So what are your plans after that?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. You know, you always want to be careful about making all these plans for after you retire. But one of the things that I've been saying all along is my wife wants to redo the kitchen. And so I've always said, oh, well, when I retire, I'll have time to do that. Well, now that chicken has come home to roost. And so that's probably one of the things I'll be working on is some house projects. But, you know, I think probably in the short term, I'll probably take some time off. But I think I'll at some point get back into doing something along the lines of climate related stuff. And then also, I'd like to do some teaching sometimes. So maybe that'll be in my future as well.
So you mentioned you have a wife. Any children, any grandchildren?
Yeah, so I have two sons, and they both live nearby. One lives in town, the other one in Mahomet. And we've got one grandchild, and we're expecting our next one in November.
So I'm sure that'll take up some of your time.
Oh, yes, that's okay. Very much so.
Okay. Any this is a cliche question, but any weather-related things you want to do in retirement? I know you said you might do some part-time stuff or some teaching. I know, you know, some people, you know, travel a lot and maybe go to, like, conferences. Or is there anything like that? Or
Yeah, I'll probably stay connected in that respect. Probably some other weather-related things we like to do is I'll probably go to, like, Glacier National Park and some of these other places where, you know, climate and weather or things are always going on. So I'm always interested in going to places like that to see the different kinds of weather that they have there.
Okay. Talking with state climatologist Jim Angel, let's talk a little bit, and this is the last question I have, and then we can go any direction you'd like. The position of state climatologist, I read a little bit about on your website about how it was established. Just for the sake of having it on tape here, do you want to talk about that, when it was established and why?
Sure. So the position at the Water Survey was established back in 1973. It used to be a federal position, and it went away in 1973 because of budget cuts. It was probably the best thing that ever happened to the program because there used to be a lot of people that they just kind of were in that job and it was just a job. Whereas the people have taken over since then have all had more of a passion for climate. So the first state climatologist was Stan Shagnon, and the second one was Wayne Wendland, who you might recognize some of those names. And so it became part of the Water Survey after 1973, and that's where it stayed.
Okay, and so the Water Survey has oversight of it and all that good stuff?
That's right. They pay my salary. They give me a place to land here and so forth. So, yeah, so it's been very good.
Okay, and so how will the next one be selected?
Yeah, so that part's still up in the air. You know, with the budget concerns we've had the last couple of years, that's kind of complicated things. So I suspect they will have a search for a new one at some point. And appoint somebody. So it'll probably be, I think right now the plans are have kind of an interim person to kind of cover the bases during the day and then move forward from there.
And do we know who that interim is going to be?
Not yet.
Okay, that's fine. regardless of who it is, it sounds like it will be under the umbrella of State Water Survey. It's not going to go to like Macomb or Normal or any.
Exactly. In fact, there's some state legislation that says that the Water Survey will house the state climatologist.
Okay. Just so I understand, State Water Survey kind of oversees the position, but the position is established by statute. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. And so do you interact with Springfield much, or will your replacement interact with Springfield much?
Yeah, we interact quite a bit with state agencies. A lot of it's kind of behind the scenes kind of stuff. I probably work a lot with DNR, probably the most. and then some with the departments of Ag and DOT. So those are some of the big ones that we work with. But yeah, we work pretty closely with state agencies, and I expect that to continue.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about your career or what's next for you?
Let's see. Well, you know, I think the other thing that's changed a lot in the 34 years is that used to be, I mean, as a climatologist, we've always talked about climate change and, you know, natural and human-induced climate change. But a lot of that was behind the scenes back in the 1980s, but it kind of came to the forefront. And I'd say that's probably one of the dominant issues that we talk about these days. So I talk a lot about climate change in Illinois and how it's affecting us so far, what we've observed. And most of it's played out in the fact that we're getting more rainfall and more heavy rain events. So, in fact, we're doing a lot of research on that right now. So, dollar-wise, that's probably one of the biggest impacts we've seen in my career here is this trend towards wetter conditions.
Okay. You personally, I guess this is a milestone in your career. You're about to enter a new chapter. All the weather stuff aside, how are you feeling about entering retirement?
Oh, it's a mixed bag. You know, I enjoy the job. There's some aspects, you know, of every job that are not as fun as others. The administrative side is probably the least fun part. But, yeah, I enjoy doing the research. I enjoy interacting with people and things like that. So, yeah, I'll certainly miss those parts of it.